Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah. We in here. And we out here. We all at. I don't see y'all niggas. Fuck out of here.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Okay,
nigga.
I'm hot, nigga. Warwick in the summer, you too old for this shit, Danny Glover. White girl try and get that ass up, I just take the pussy, I don't mask up. I'm deep in the streets, check my waistline, you ain't good in your hood, Trayvon. Chick magnet, pipe drills, I'll game a chick, have her dad thinking it's real. Grind 9 to 5, 7 to 6, got money coming from 95 and 76. I formed a union, 1776.
I'm ballin'.
Frank Lucas in 76. My mind right, my money right, what's up now? I'd rather be stuck up than stuck down. I'm mind blowin', getting paid as time going. It's 45, that's light work. You should see what my mom holds.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are.
We are,
we are, we are, we are.
Getting money, we are.
Real niggas.
I'm talking about them racks, I'm talking about them stacks. I'm Neiman Marcus swaggin', I just had a swag attack. Ricky Bob be swervin', switchin' through the lanes. Shittin' on my haters, make it rain up on them lanes. They plotting on my swag, hating on my game. I'm styling on my enemies, my grind ain't the same. These niggas want my flow, these niggas want my dough. These niggas want a feature, 23 for a show. And if you want some work, give me 3 for a O. Flip around, break it down, then watch the money grow. I break it down, flip around, and watch the money go. These niggas talking money, but they don't let it show. I pull up to the scene, and I'm killing it. These niggas talking work, but they dealing it. So if you got some money, then let's get with it. Cause all my niggas getting it, getting it.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are,
we are.
I get money,
couple niggas that owe me a favor. In the kitchen whipping up soda over to my neighbor. Brick it arrow, I'm cooking, got work in the mix. You could wipe her, I just use her, got work in your bitch. Wish a nigga would, I'm fishing for another case. Body after body, all you see is yellow tape. So much money, I can count it, need another safe. Bullet hit your body, you gon' need another face. Get the whipping on that work, I beat it like it's Tina. 45 millennium, but I prefer the Nina. First I bag it, then I pass it like I do a brick. Drop that work and watch it bounce back like I do a bitch. Goddamn, fuck the fame, I want a Lambo. Call me mister, I can fuck your bitch cause I'm the man, ho. I'm turned up, your main chick, she turned out. I kill the pussy, I kill the pussy, you strapped down, but you still pussy.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money,
we are.
Getting money,
we are.
We are,
we are.
to everybody listening in. Welcome to a new episode of Philly Shine Radio. I'm your host, Honest Fire. We just heard some music from Philly's Finest. Shout out to Denny, Reekin, Bull, and 8 Gang Stiz. I'd like to welcome y'all to my Tuesday show. We're going to have some fun tonight. Shout out to everybody on a grind. And speaking of grind, what up to my beautiful co-host, my boo hubby. Hey, baby. Welcome back.
What's going on, Whitey? Are you ready? I'm so ready for tonight's show. You almost got me in trouble. I was tweeting it out, the questions and stuff. I'm putting it on my Facebook. So I'm going to have to tell the truth tonight.
Yeah, you got to put it out there. I'm going to tell the truth, too, because this is, like, something that even, I don't even know why I didn't bring it up before, but I want to know, tonight's topic is, have you ever given your passwords out, whether if it's your cell phone, your social website passwords, whatever, like, even ATM passwords, I don't know. No, some people get that.
Went to the bank account, didn't you? Are niggas giving out bank account numbers now? They're giving out the ATM?
But you know what? Not lately, I'm being honest. Like, it's a while ago. Niggas is never there. Niggas is so selfish sometimes nowadays. I'd be like, Oh, no. That's, I don't like the ones that they make now all the time. I mean,
exactly.
Old man. I'm not an old man. I don't like old men. But I'm just saying, like, an older man. Old man. Whatever.
Y'all
get it,
you had to clarify this a tad bit because I'm pretty sure somebody at a nursing home was like going to call you.
Yeah, shout out to my old supporters. You know what I'm saying? Damn, we're Alzheimer's. But
cat daddy.
No, real shit though. Real shit though. My ex, you know, he's the let me have his bank card and stuff like that. Especially, my ex from a long time ago gave me his bank card a couple times. But you know what I did, and this is why I guess you don't give out your passwords, because anytime I get a password, I'm just treacherous. I'm going to use that same password, see if it's for your phone, see if it's for your Facebook, whatever. Like, I don't know. That's why we talk about this tonight. I've had guys trust me with their internet passwords, you know what I'm saying? Like,
where they do that at?
No, yeah, definitely. Like, when it comes to you having a guy, you don't trust them, and then you got internet hoes stalking them and stalking you, you got to definitely get passwords. You're like, fuck this bitch. Next time she send you a message, she going to be talking to me.
Exactly. You know what? And on that note, shout out to my stalkers. I know the four of y'all right now are listening in. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
We accept PayPal if you want to contribute, haters. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I know that's right. Honestfire at Gmail. Send that PayPal through. But shout out to everybody tuning in. We're going to talk about it on the business side, too, because I really have a story to tell. And also just an announcement to me. Like, when it comes to business, though, as I got your password, your artist, and I'm promoting you, it's straight business. I don't even read your messages. I just do my business and keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
It's one thing, you know what I mean, for a personal feeling, but then if somebody I'm doing business with, I don't even care. Like, even if you, whatever, I don't even care. Like, I will never tell on you or nothing like that. Like, you have to have a level of confidentiality when it comes to your business, but
right to your clients.
I'm giving my passwords out and on a business note, it bit me in my ass, and I'm gonna bring that up a little bit, shine some light on one of my haters, one of the seven people I don't fuck with or whatever. But we want to take it to the phone lines. Definitely show love to our callers tonight. Shout out to everybody who was there this weekend down in Atlanta for the XY DJs Red October. Yeah, I wasn't even able to make it, but I talked to Demel and a couple other people. Definitely want to get them to get on the show and tell us how it went. We got a few callers that pressed 1. Definitely want to check them out, see what's up with them. 910-262, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Philly Shine, what up? It's DJ A. Sean, you heard?
Hey, what's good? How you been?
I'm busy over here, man. Busy, tired, but busy. But I, you know, I just called in to touch in on the topic. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome back to the show. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with you. You already know how we do it on Philly Shine Radio. And yeah, please let us know about this topic. Have you ever given up your password?
The medical tell you, well, I was signed to a promoter. I gave him one or two sites to see what he's going to do, but the promoter, he didn't really have no connects and ties. He was trying to, you know, pretty much use mine, so I squashed that. I killed that quick. Fuck that. And then, you know, like, it's been two females that I dealt with. My ex-girlfriend, she had passwords to certain sites, and now my wife, which was my girlfriend at the time when I was out in prison, she could check everything that I wanted to check. I gave her the passwords to mostly everything. But the thing about it is, you know, with my passwords, I have probably about six of them for all my internet sites. I mean, for all my squad coalitions and everything. What I would do is, you know, in a monthly cycle, I'll rotate them anyway. But while I was in prison, you know. You know,
like
she had access to, like, my Facebook, my Twitter, and my old phone. But yet and still, when it comes to the bank account, I don't care who you is. She got her money. I got mine. I'm not, you know
but
what I'm saying?
But y'all married, though. Y'all married, like.
I don't give a damn. I don't want yours. You don't need mine.
I did think I heard that correctly. He said she got her money and he got his. That was the separation where the money is. Is that correct?
Well,
yeah, and then when it comes to bills or stuff like that, you know, we just come together in the middle. We'll look at everything and say, hey, this is what's needed. That's your part. That's my part. That's that. You know what I'm saying? If need be, we'll throw it in another account and that car pulls that. But because I've known her 15 years before I married her, and, you know, she makes good money. She's been on her job 26 years. She makes good money.
Oh,
but
okay.
The thing about it is she spends money. She spends money. She spends money
okay,
like hell.
Like, oh, you got
so,
your money. I got my money. All right, I get it. That's cool. I guess that's fine. You know what I mean? Because I'm just, you know what I mean? Not to say that it's nothing wrong. I would never steal, you know what I mean? But I need a form of trust, especially if we marry. If we marry, it's joint everything. Like, you better know that. So future husband, you know what I'm saying? But let everybody know where you are and what you got going on. I know you said you're very busy, and I definitely appreciate the support to Philly Shine Radio.
For sure. For sure.
You want to tell everybody how they can connect with you? Shout out to Twitter, your website.
All right, basically, if you want to get in touch with me, Facebook, Twitter, Ustream, anything, YouTube, whatever, it's going to always be whatever the URL is, .com/DJASHAWN. Also, what I'm about to do is go back Ustream, and I'm going to alternate it on probably Sundays and Mondays. I've been testing the waters up, see what's going on. It's all good now. So artists, I'm working with the independent artists, sending your MP3s at Ashawn, that's ashawnmp3@gmail.com. Once again, that is ashawnmp3@gmail.com. All independent artists, send me your music, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to Ustream it, and, you know, this going to give you feedback on what people think about your song in different markets. So I'm going to do that live, and they're going to be able to let you. Yeah, they're going to let you know. So that way, you know, because I'm just one person, I might hear your song and say, like, man, fuck that shit. So in order not to do that, you know, I'm going to do it where the crowd's going to tell you what they think of your song, and I just have to, I back out of it.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up. I'm sure if you see something hot or you hear something hot or whatever, you definitely turn up and let everybody know about it. Because as DJs,
yeah,
you
jump,
know what
now.
I mean?
If it's hot, I'm going to jump.
I know that's right, but definitely thanks for tuning in. Chill with us, because I'm going to open up one more call. I think this might be DJ Ace. No, no. 317-840. Shine Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing, Miss Shine? This is your boy, DJ Ace, touching in with you.
That's what's up. What's up? Welcome to the show. Yes, it is. Shout out to everybody listening. That's the number one. I will tune you in to everybody. We can show love. What's up? Welcome back. You see Diva all happy.
Yeah, I heard her voice. I was like, that Diva. How you doing, Diva?
Hey, sweetheart, how you doing? I mean, you ain't hit me up in a minute. We're going to have to chop it up after I get off the show.
All right,
that's what's up.
But definitely everybody tuning in, welcome to Philly Sound Radio. Tonight's topic, a real simple one, but private at the same time. Have you ever given out your password? And just like DJ Sean said earlier, now, I was going to ask you, how were you able to see that the promoter wasn't doing nothing? Because I actually was in a situation in, like, 2009 using this guy who, like, you know, all he did was be in the house. So, you know, he was always on the Internet. And that was when, you know, I was working full-time as an accountant and, you know, doing my promotions and Philly Shine Radio 5 times a week. So I was really busy. So I needed that extra help to promote. But I didn't know equivalent to him just being in the house. He wouldn't know, you know what I mean? Like, his reach is only just the Internet. So you have to definitely be out and about in public to meet new people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I used to didn't mind, you know what I'm saying, that his fan page didn't have as many likes as mine. And, you know, I gave him my Facebook password, and he had my radio show passwords, you know what I'm saying? Now, what happened was, you know, I had him doing a show on here, and he was just, like, just tripping out. I just really didn't want to work with him anymore or whatever. Don't want to say his name, but I didn't want to work with him anymore. But, you know, blogs, my Philly Shine Radio means so much to me. You know, even, like, at the time, my fan page had almost, like, 3,000 likes or something like that or whatever. Maybe more, I don't remember, 2009, I missed it. But, you know, I changed my password only on my blog talk for my Philly Shine Radio or whatever. I didn't change my Facebook password. But I told him, like, you know, I don't think we could do the show no more together. Do your own show. You could do it your own way, because that's what it was, like, a conflict of interest for us or whatever. You know, this motherfucker, I was like, you still can promote and shit. This motherfucker deleted my fan page on Facebook. Mm. Like, I was like,
whoa.
Even still now, like, and that's kind of when we were talking Friday about the topic, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring that up again. Because, you know, it still kind of, like, stings a little bit. Because those are, you know, connections that I was making, like, throughout 2008, whatever,
right.
Promoting a page. And I'm like, damn, like, you fucking slimy bitch. But I will talk more about what happened after he deleted my page and what I did and everything else. I'm going to let it get a little juicy or whatever, because it definitely got turned up, because you can't do shit like that just because you a fucking low life. Like, if you don't want to work with a person, like, move the fuck on, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you will forever have an enemy leaving, you know what I'm saying, a bad taste in somebody's mouth. Like, you will forever have an enemy. You will forever have, you know, somebody that don't fuck with you. And that's just shout out to all the six people I don't fuck with. Six or seven, I don't know. Fuck them. It ain't getting any of them. But we want to have some fun today on the show. Like I said, tonight's topic is about, you know, giving out your passwords. Like, you giving up your cell phone password. You know what I mean? You showing off too much. Shout out to everybody tuning in, listening. I definitely got some crazy banging music. And I got a song that I want to dedicate to all my fucking haters. I don't know how many haters I got, because you never know how many haters you got. Do you know how many haters you got, Diva?
Yes, I do, darling.
Oh, you do? How many?
Yes, I do. They hate on me on a daily, mostly it's female, so, but I mean, that's because usually they're dudes, or that, you know, they joes is, like, downloading my pictures and shit like that. I can't help that. I sell an image. Honey, get your shit together. I can't help you. But
that person's a fan if they taking your pictures.
No, I'm talking about the guy's girl. The guy's girl is the one that got the issues with it. I mean, I can't do shit about that. I'm so sorry. I'm good where I'm at.
Mhm.
No,
that's right.
I think it was 22.
Shout out to my girl. She said it's 22. Oh, the people you blocked. No, that's the people you blocked aren't the same as haters, are they?
Oh, you want
like,
my haters?
You never. Yeah, your haters. I was saying your haters. Like you never know who's hating. Like, cause it's always hitting. But let's go to the phone line.
I
try
not to count them because I use them as free promotion. So
yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, I'm about to say, like, we don't give a fuck about it. I wanted you to finish it, but I was like, let me just ignore Diva. I don't know if she knows what's going on, but you don't count haters. Like, I wish I would. Like,
don't do me like
but,
that. Don't do me like that.
I love you.
I love you,
404-587, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name were you calling from? Hello?
Oh, what's the number?
Hello? Oh, man. What happened? All right, Blog Talk, don't be playing like that. 941, you pressed the number 1. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Kunta Kinte, one half of Reefer Gay Nation. I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing good. How you ladies doing?
I'm good.
Doing
I love your name.
I know, right?
Yeah,
say
hi to Diva
Status,
my co-host. I'm honored.
My
what brings you to the show tonight?
Once again, my name is Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, no, we heard that part. I said, what brings you to the show? I said, I like your name.
Oh,
I said, I love
it,
I think.
Yeah, what brings me to the show? Just getting into the conversation and also promoting the music, you know what I'm saying? But I was listening to the comment that you lady was saying about haters. I got to understand that to the public.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely first let us know about your group. Like, shout out your Twitter. That's what I do here on Philly Shine Radio. I know who I'm talking to.
All right. Like I say, my name is Kunta Kinte. You can follow me on reverb.nation.com. And you can hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And that's how Kunta Kinte once again, like I say.
Okay, that's what's up. Nice to meet you. But, no, actually, tonight's topic is, have you ever given your password out to anyone? Like, it could be an online password, bank card, cell phone password.
Well, by y'all talking about it, I did it once before, and, boy, I think that was the biggest mistake I could ever do.
What happened?
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, you know, like one time, you know, going online, trying to buy something offline. You know, when you go online, you try to buy something and they ask you to put it in your social security and all this stuff, and then ended up being a scam, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people down there want to do that credit card fraud.
Damn. That's deep. That's just disgusting.
I have to whip somebody on that one.
But, you know, but when it's a fraud, you can get your money back. Did you get your money back?
Yeah. I got my money back. You know, you got to go to the legal houses and everything like that. But, I mean, it's sad, though. You know what I'm saying? When you think you're trying to buy something and end up getting, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know how people are. People are disgusting, how they want to take from people. That's disgusting. That's definitely sad. But now I guess you, like you said, you learn from it. So you definitely got to learn from it. Even for me, I learned, but I still, you know, like DJ A. Sean, I got you on the line. I wanted to know because you were saying that you found out that the person who you, the promoter that you were working with, what didn't really have a buzz or wasn't worth you working with. How did you find that out?
Well, what happened was, and like I said, during that time, you know, a lot of times things will be available for X-Squad DJs. See, stuff will be going on with X-Squad DJs. And he had my password. So when the male say something, he would be on the line silent. But every now and then he would speak out. And, like, I'm in a lot of DJ coalitions. So what happened was when I was getting breaks on major artists like Flyers, Trina, or whatever, you know, I was getting a money break on them, and then he was, like, booking them, like, trying to book them for venues and getting other people to pay for the shows and that type of thing, and, you know, just trying to do what he got to do, but he didn't have no ties. He didn't have, you know, no major artists. I was on that, where I am on that, Piff, that, Crack, Bluff, Talk, Ustream, and all that. So everything that he was doing, you know, he was basically building up his repertoire off of my repertoire, but yet still at the same point in time, he had other artists that was doing things that was under him, signed under him, that, you know, he was taking my ties and mm-hmm. trying to, you know, branch himself out, but yet still
mm-hmm.
he wasn't doing what he had to do to handle the man that was making it all possible for everybody. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think what happened was we went to a couple of club venues. We did a show in Atlanta. I came back. I got a call to do a club in Gastonia. I told him, you know, we need to go by here and check it out. He didn't want to go by and check it out. He wanted to go see a model or something like that. So I went, you know, I checked it out. I got the club. I got the venue. I started DJing there. So he was like, well, you got to let me know what's going on so I could post and all this and all that. And I wouldn't tell him nothing after that because, like I said, a lot of times on Super Sly Line or Esquire Line, he would be on there. And he would find out the information. He'll write down the information, and he's using it for himself. He's not telling me nothing. Or and then when it comes time for the bill to get, you know, to get the artist rate, he would use me. I'm the representative of DJ A. Sean, and he's not telling me nothing that he did. So once I checked out that club venue and I got in there, and I just never, you know, let him know what was going on. The club was banging. We was doing what we got to do. He finally said, you know, forget this. I'm dropping you. I'm dropping your contract. I don't want to deal with this no more. And I'm thinking he was thinking that, you know, he had built enough ties from my name to be able to do so, which he didn't. And I was like, you know, at the end of the day, fuck it. I'm happy. You know, good.
Now, you know what? That's always the case. I never worry about in this game, like, it's not like, you know, street game. Like, you know, you take a purse, you can take people connect on the street. When it comes to this game, you can't take my connect if my reputation is better than yours. You know what I'm saying? There's no way you could get it. You know what I'm saying? You might call them and they'll hit me up like, who that? You know what I'm saying? They hit you up like, who that? What's up with them? Well, I knew you was. I wasn't going to fuck with him. I was only fucking with him because you was fucking with him. So that's
that. That's what happened. That's what the male in the end had to do because, you know, I think he tried to talk to the male about doing a show or something like that, and he gave the male an outrageous price. The male, you know, the male is calm and he's laid back. He don't say too much. But he knew it was a fucked up situation, and, you know, when I talked to DeMail about it, DeMail was like, yo, man, what the fuck? You know, really, like, how you trying to talk?
You don't even have to give him that much more shine, but thank you for sharing that story because that's how it, I feel like I could relate to what you said, but at the end of the day, we have to pay attention to how people move, you know what I mean? And if somebody, for me, that's like gospel. Like you could write a, you could definitely keep telling people this is true. If you talk to a person one time and then you know y'all doing something or you were supposed to see a result from it and they don't have no results, all of a sudden they doing them or they got this, that's definitely a telltale sign to back away from them. But we're talking about trusting people, giving out your passwords. Definitely shout out to everybody joining on the show. We have another caller I want to open up their line. 404, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
587?
Hello? Yes, you. How you doing?
Okay, this is, hey, everybody. I'll just come and give a shout-out. This is Brittany Jewel. I'm in Atlanta.
What's good, Brittany? Say hi to my co-host, Diva. Diva.
Hey, Diva, how you doing, girl? How you doing?
How you doing, Mommy? What's going on?
Okay. I'm fine. I just kind of changed. I've been listening to y'all a little bit.
Right. Welcome back. I remember your voice, too.
Oh, yeah, I rap. I'm a female rapper. Actually, my mixtape going to drop tomorrow on thatcrack.com. It's called Money, Power, and Jewels. So be looking out for it. It's supposed to drop on livemixtape.com on Halloween, but tomorrow is going to be on thatcrack.com.
Okay.
So, yeah, I got a song with me and Walker Flocka on there called My Boo. A song with me and Calico Jones, BML, SOD Money Gang, and like three more singles on there or whatever. So be looking out for it. It's called Money, Power, and Jewels, thatcrack.com, or you could just search Brittany Jewels, whatever.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a
all right.
Did you call me?
I remember your name. The mail sent me a text message and said, come support Honest Fire. And I remember your name from a while back.
Aww.
So I was like, let me call in and stay in tune with everybody because I'm about to crank back up. So I'm trying to make sure I talk to everybody who I run into or anything like that in network or whatever.
I know, that's right. I'm going to have you on the show soon.
I was going to say, everybody who listen to whatever, follow me on Instagram. It's BRITNEYJEWELZ. It's with an NEY, with a Z at the end. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Google, YouTube, Brittany Jewels, on everything.
Turn up. That's what's up. Well, my co-host was on. We're getting ready to ask you the topic question.
Okay, I heard y'all, but... I've gave somebody my password before, but nothing bad has happened, so I couldn't really get no story because nothing happened to me. So really, I was listening to everybody else's story, so I won't get my password out again in case something crazy do happen.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes people could be professional because, like I said, like for me, I said earlier, like I actually run people's Twitter pages, you know, and their Facebook pages, and I'll post stuff on their Instagram and stuff like that. And business, I'm gonna keep. You can trust me because, you know, my reputation is supposed to be, you know, flawless. Like I was saying earlier.
Yeah, but I have an example right here. Is somebody, I'm not gonna say their name, but they, well, unless they think that they're known for promo queen or something like that, I don't know. But I did, and I know that they do have some type of name because their name is kind of branded. They trying to brand their name. It's kind of there. So I took it in consideration of who they know or affiliate themselves with to give her permission to get my password on Twitter. But the thing about it was with me as time went by but I have two Twitter accounts, but she used the other one which she wanted my other one. I was like, oh, no, that's the one that I use the most and that has the most followers. But on the other one, she was trying to flood my timeline with stuff that wasn't of mine. And I said she can use it if she promotes some of my material, but she promos more of other people's stuff.
Same.
And including her now over time now is more of hers with her name on it. So I've called her and it is one thing. I've called her and informed her, if you're going to use my Twitter, because I'm watching it, so if you're going to use my Twitter as much I see you using it, then you know I have this project coming up. My mixtape that I'm talking about is coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I'm doing all this stuff and promo my stuff. Throw my stuff out there too. You ain't got to blow it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to try to take advantage of you. I'm trying to be fair. I'm going to be fair.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and throw me in there. But it seems like to me that you're not even trying to throw it in there. And I
have
to tell you. Then when I tell you, it's, oh, yeah, well, send it this type of way and make it look good and I'm going to do it then. But I shouldn't have to do that because I've gave you more power permission of having my password. So I shouldn't even have to ever get it.
I feel like, but for me, I didn't mind because I guess because I'm a control freak because that's what I used to do.
Yes,
I used to see them posting.
Yeah,
like,
and that's the impression I got from her. That's the impression I got from her, but she comes to find out that my power is stronger than her regardless.
She tries to put up little pictures.
Look, and guess what I noticed? I'm so smart and in particular. She tries to put up a picture after I've conversed with her and said, put this here and there on Instagram or whatever. She tried to put a picture afterwards with a picture with her with her hater necklace on. So I'm like, are you referring to me
wow.
or the world? Because I'm not getting it right now. And if you feel that type of way, that lets me know I have some type of something over you.
For me, with the guy who I was saying, like, I'm more of a control freak. So if I saw him, you know, putting up 6 or 7 posts of his shit, I just tell him, all right, now post my shit. And once I see my shit up, that was enough satisfaction for me. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, because if I'm going to tell you, I'm so particular, I double and triple check things. So if I'm looking at the page and I see it's not popping or it's not doing what I wanted to do at the moment, you know how it is. Like you said, it comes straight to your phone or come straight to your pet, you'll see what they're doing. So I'm like, get it done. But that used to suffice me. Like, that was, like, good enough for me. Like, I'm like, all right, he's doing that, that's fine. Like, all right, I'm good. Like, I'm going to be a little pacified because he listens, you know what I mean? But I didn't see how corny and nutty he was because at the end of the day, that's how they do it. Like, come on, like, you're not popping.
You could
have
made me go on a whole other subject, like, with females. You could have made me go on a whole other subject.
It's
like,
not even females, because my situation was with a guy. Like, he, you
know,
he
I know.
Female,
that's
what
I was going to say. It can be both ways. It can be both ways, though.
You gotta pay attention to those signs with people. But, like I said,
yeah,
I didn't see
really
it. I got my fan page deleted, like, out of the whole situation. So
yeah, I heard
it.
I was like, dang, you salty for that shit.
Yeah, it was a little saddening, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even get attached to these pages no more. I just got unattached after that.
Yeah, and then that's what I thought about. I had a Facebook page, but somebody hacked it. It looked like from California somewhere. And I had that page bunking. I mean, it was at its most high. So every day I wake up, I'm like, let me go check this shit. I was getting opportunities, all type of stuff. Like, it was doing so good. It was doing good every day. And it was like, it was getting sweet. It was so good. And somebody just hacked it. I'm like, what? What the
fuck?
And
know
at
what?
First I was like, I didn't want to feel no type of way.
I
didn't want to feel no type of way.
Later,
I was like,
but it was too late, but. At the end of the day, fuck it. Like, you can't get a chance for something like that, and especially if you're a go-getter. And you know what I mean? You want to be productive because that's why, you know, little situations I have with people who I trust, and you know what I mean? You bring them in, and they do me dirty. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you'll fall into my lap one day. Karma will see you one day. Like, it don't even matter. At the end of the day, fuck everybody.
I'm
going to
run my page,
to
be honest. Make that happen. Thank you. Make it pop.
Yeah, that's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I run so many pages. Y'all wouldn't even know it's me because, like, I run a person page and I'm going to promote them. You know what I mean? I'll promote them to my page and stuff like that. But I'm not going to be in your shit to try to do any fucking thing. If I want to post something, I'll ask first. Like, people are not professional. You know what I'm saying? The opportunists, and it's disgusting. But we're going to talk about giving out your password today on the show. I got some new music, and I actually want to dedicate a song that I heard on Friday when I went out. Shout out to my girl, AD the General. I went to support her show at Club 1800. And my boy, Nonfiction, who was also my guest on Philly Hot Radio this Friday, you know, he didn't even show me this, bring me this song when we were on the show or whatever, but he performed it, and he just killed it. I guess, is it by himself? It's called All You Hate Is My Enemies.
He
wants
me to get
on
his mixtape.
He definitely do. Brittany, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you some love, Jules. I'm going to definitely show you some love.
Okay,
so
that's what's up. Yeah,
I got your number, and definitely congratulations on the mixtape drop. I was just about to say that to you. Congratulations on the mixtape drop. I'm going to make sure I go to thatcrack.com and check
drop
you out
tomorrow.
Or whatever tomorrow.
All right, y'all going to see me promoting it some more because I'm finna go in for some. Watch. I'm going to start going in.
Okay, well, I'm going to make sure I send you my information, too, so we can stay connected. And thank you for everybody tuning in. Definitely press 1, anybody who wants to, you know, get in on a topic. If you want to just listen, that's fine as well. You know what I mean? Definitely listen to this shit. Shout out to my boy, Nonfiction. It's my enemy.
The world's enemies have got friends. But they are your true enemies. The only way to truly defeat them. You ain't no friend of me.
face while they plotting on getting your ends. Looking at your plate while they plotting on getting your ribs. Said he claiming they your dog, but they plotting on getting your bitch. Damn, and these hoes ain't no better, they be all up in the VIP. Loyalty is everything, so they ride to the D-I-E. But take a look at the initial, break it down, it's a L-I-E. Cause when the boys come around, they be running they L-I-P. John Doe, nigga, no ID. Another vision of the hell I seen. Just me and myself, hold up, where the hell is Irene? Laid off on the job, right back to the block with the scheme. Got feel, nigga, though, but he still got a house, nigga, dream. Look in the mirror and he still believes that he can one day be a star. Notebook in the pen, every day he's spitting them bars. Got signed to a deal, but he didn't know the game by far. They got a house on the hill when he left with a chain in the car. What I'ma do with a chain in the car? Huh?
Cause when the time's getting hard, and it all falls down, that's when you take a look around. Where are your friends now? You ain't no friend of me, so don't pretend to be. You ain't no friend of me. All your haters my enemy. My enemy. My enemy. All your haters my enemy. My enemy. My enemy. All your haters my enemy. Cause when the time's getting hard and it all falls down, take a look around. Where are your friends now?
I think all of these fake ass homies. Every time they see me in the spotlight, they be all up on me. Every time I need a little bit of help, I be on my lonely. But I see through them niggas like a glass wall, motherfucker, you phony. Wanna see me on the island, Coney. Hope it don't nobody pay my bail. Say they room for a nigga, but I know they really pray I fail. So they can get up in the light, but that whack ass shit won't sell. Cause they clothes ain't hot like me. Can't break it down and whip it in a pot like me. They can say they real life and make it hot like me. And oh my God, it don't matter who you ask, everybody saying I'm gon' ride. If only I could really tell which one's really on my side. Wanna steal my girl, but I'm hoping that we're known to ride. Cause they be trying to see we're known to ride. I know she wanna take a ride in the Benz. But if she really love me, she be by my side to the end. The world cold, can't touch a damn soul, but I got my kin. Ask God to remove enemies and I lost my friends. But then again, they was never my friends. I'm gone.
Cause when the time's getting hard and it all falls down, that's when you take a look around. Where are your friends now? You ain't no friend of me, so don't pretend to be. You ain't no friend of me. All your haters my enemy. My enemy. My enemy. All your haters my enemy.
Shout out to Nonfiction. That's my shit. I don't like the quality of that joint. I may have to talk to him about that. Let me talk to him about that. But I still wanted to hear the song. It's my shit.
I like that one.
He was fucking in doing up on stage. Yeah, it didn't feel good. You had to really listen to it or whatever. But definitely, I know better work from him. Maybe, because I got that a long time ago, actually. I didn't even know. I seen it in my email. He must have a cleaner version. I don't know. But definitely, shout out to everybody who sent me exclusives. I need to listen to them first to make sure they're right. But that's my shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything he said
right.
You know, was real great. And just seeing him perform was crazy. Shout out to Nonfiction 100. Definitely go check out datpiff.com. Get that Rise and Grind mixtape. And that's RI$A for Rise. Rise and Grind. You know that's the movie in Philly.
This past
Rise
Friday?
You said what?
It was this past Friday that he performed?
Then he performed, yeah, Friday. Friday here in Philly or whatever. Yeah, my homegirl, AD the General, and her Elegant Hoodness tour. Definitely shout out to Elegant Hoodness. It was a little tongue twister for me. definitely a popular website. You know, she does so much for the underground community. If you got to know her, so, you know what I'm saying, if you don't know her, definitely search, look her up, AD the General, and shout out to my boo. It was a good show. My boy Microwave Frank won a third place prize. Definitely no stranger to Philly Shine Radio. Turned out the showcase that I just had for the Fireworks Walk to an Alzheimer's Showcase. He was killing it. Like, and it was these girls. What was their name? Oh my God, they were so talented. They won the competition, of course. But shout out to everybody that came out to support and showing love. Even tonight, you know what I'm saying? We having fun. Just played the track I was saying from the show for our day. Shout out to everybody listening in. Welcome. We got a fun topic tonight. You know what I'm saying? And I want to take it to, you know, a funner side, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can have fun with, you know, somebody's password or whatever. Like, you know, best friends doing and stuff like that. But that's our topic for tonight. Definitely press one if you want to join in on a conversation and show some love to us. We got a caller. Oh, we got a caller? Oh, we got callers. Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight on the show. I see everybody. All over the board, showing love. 347-220, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's the deal? What's the deal, man? It's your boy, DJ 1212, X-Squad DJ, Streets and Hip Hop Radio. Hey,
welcome to the show.
Shout out to the whole Greenleaf Network, my homegirl, Duchess Devon.
Okay, yeah, I know her. Definitely. Shout out to everybody that showed some love tonight on the show. You know what I mean? Definitely, like I said, press the one. I'll join you, man. We were just now showing love and to upcoming artists. I just had them on my show Friday on Fireworks Show Nonfiction. Follow him, Nonfiction 100 on everything. So it's real shit for him. Instagram, Twitter. Just play this track, My Enemies. I'm going to get that joint right for everybody to hear that shit right, because when I tell you that song is powerful, it's crazy. But y'all heard it. Y'all felt it. Welcome back to the show, DJ 1212.
What's going on, Honest Fly? How's everything?
Chilling and shit. having fun. I was just checking out Demel. I didn't know that you could do that with Bitch Strip and connect people.
I saw
with
that.
Bitch Strip.
Yeah, I was checking that on Instagram, Demel. I see you.
Yeah, I see Demel. Shout out to Demel, the CEO of X-Squad DJs, X-Squad, all of the building. You know, tonight we're talking about the topic, you know. Have you ever given your password out? So, DJ 1212, how can you relate to the subject for tonight?
What's the subject again? I'm sorry. I'm just at work.
What are you doing? Get a, what are you doing?
What I'm doing?
Yes.
Yeah. I just be busy, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's what you're doing right now. You busy?
No, I'm listening to y'all. I just didn't hear y'all too clearly or whatever.
Okay. The question, I know, right? You just took a 2 minute pause in between saying that.
I know, right?
So
either
you had to wipe off, a dip up, one or the other.
I love her. That's what I'm talking about. But no, answer to tonight's topic question is, have you ever given your password out? Whether, you know, bank card, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You ever give out your Facebook, your Twitter?
Password? That's my personal account. You know what I'm saying? I can't give that out. I ain't gonna give that out.
Okay, that's what's up.
There is an account number that I will give out.
That probably don't got nothing on it.
You said what?
It don't have. Look, I'm just gonna call a spade a spade. if you're willing to give it, that means you must have cleaned up everything in there. So anything I'm looking for is not going to be there.
No, it's don't worry. The numbers is long in that. The numbers is long in that account. Don't worry.
But see, like, for me, yeah, I was about to say, like, you know, I remember I got this one page that didn't really have nothing going on it and stuff like that. But I'm not the type of person, like, you know, the person that Brittany was talking about and DJ Ashon was talking about earlier, but a guy I was referring to, like, I'm not going to just be on your page and promote everything that I have going on. Because 9 times out of 10, your followers might not know, like, I might promote some stuff, but give me something to promote for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to have, you know, a page and you're not either giving me a link or saying, you know, having an event or, you know, even pictures to promote, like, whatever. Like, give me something. Like, you know, everybody got a website. I'm making a website myself coming soon. I support a lot of people's websites still. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to everybody on the ground, but no, I got turned up for fireworks. Shout out to the pictures my boy Stefan took from the event. It's amazing. I sent out some of the pictures to a few of the artists that performed. Looking great. Shout out to my boy G-Stex, you know, my boy Microwave Frank, Five Grand, Philly Seek, Hayes, Paid in Full Hayes, and my boy Runway Rum. It was a lot of pictures. It was great. Charlie Scene, Nino Young. It was a turned up show. That ain't even the half of it. But tonight, like, we having some fun. I got some music to play. Shout out to all my callers. Everybody just chill with me for a minute. Chill with me. DJ Ashon, like I said, I was definitely trying to show some love tonight to, you know what I'm saying, everybody for real, for real. But I wanted to go in and show some love to my boy, Shy Money. It's my shit, Shy Money featuring Leak. Real fast. It's not even that long. Real fast song. I'm going to get some more music popping. Shout out to everybody listening in.
Yeah. Shy Money girl. Hey, Leak, what up? OBH nigga. I said I'm riding around, I'm strapped. That pistol all in my lap. I pop ahead of like hot potatoes. Toss them, I toss them back. You niggas ain't want no rap. You niggas ain't about that life. That glizzy so compact when it hit hard as iron might. I fist got a wife. Codeine, I take a Sprite. If Leak throw the oops, then I'ma slam it like Dwight. Four quarters, I game, I'm Mr. Clutch. Just chains on the brick, I'ma clean it up. Got shooters on the wing, gotta give it up. And I'm sipping on the shake, I'ma drive this club. Where my purse at? I pop a perk, I pop that pussy, I'm a merc that.
Murder.
Got a call from my line, he said the word back. You tell my nigga so, hold up, let me search that. Google, first name and the last name, I get bang your head hang. We ain't into naming names. Point your finger, I point the blame. Take your life before you take the stand. My goals to ride, my goals to fly. If I take all my niggas, I'm a go. Then let it fly. These pussy niggas for the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never change, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't twist my sides. And for my niggas, I'm a go. Then let it fly. These pussy niggas for the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never tame, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't twist on sides. I love my niggas,
I'ma go, and that's a fact. This point I'm all, I let it go, and that's a wrap. It's OBH, you know the team. They think we rap, behind the scenes we getting cream. We in the trap, we in the trap. Wait, if they hatin', tell them stop. I just keep it moving like the digits in my watch. Remember when them bitches, they was stingy with the twat. Then they say they would it, tell them bitches eat a cock. Fuck em. I'm trying to sit a pigeon on the block. Tell them send a district, we gon' get it if it's hot. Niggas try to spin me, so I'm splitting niggas top. That's including cops, they can get it if I'm pop. Certified block, cutting dick and get you chopped. Niggas don't fight, throw a fist and get you boxed. Rolling with my Goonie gang niggas, we on top. Pro left for Mark, I'ma hit it like a shot.
And for my niggas,
watch.
I'ma go, then let it fly. These pussy niggas for the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never same, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't twist on sides. And for my niggas, I'ma go. and let it fly. These pussy niggas to the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never pain, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch on sides. I love my niggas out.
Shout out to everybody showing love all crazy on Twitter. The Buchanan said never ever to the topic question for tonight. Have you ever given out your password? Shout out to my girl in the building who showed me love. Go Get a magazine. She said that yes, you know, her boyfriend has her password and she has his. So, you know, they are trusting everybody. So shout out to team, you know what I mean, team trust, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Big up to everybody showing love on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Asking questions. You know, it's just open, you know, for everybody that has a question, just call in, you know what I'm saying? My boy Young Script said, hell no. Also, my homeboys, they definitely turning up and supporting. And shout out to DJ King Supreme, who's listening in, DJ underscore King Supreme, and also my boy No Doubt Films, Ice. What's up, Ice Out? My boy is definitely supporting your girl. Oh, no, it's not No Doubt Films. I'm tripping. Iced Out DVD is his shit. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. I don't have it written in front of me, but that's what I get from my memory. Shout out to everybody listening in. Like I said, definitely join in on the show tonight. We're talking about, you know, having passwords. You know, are you giving them out? Are you keeping them to yourself? You know what I'm saying? Are you the person that's going to be about your business? Because even like I said, you know, sometimes it's in this business, like people could really, you know, try to do you dirty. Like you give them passwords, like DJ 1212. So you said you have the password. You have the password that you will give out. Is that just for business or that's just the hidden one or whatever? Hello? Can y'all hear me? Diva, can you hear me? I wonder if everybody can hear me. I don't know. Diva, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you hear me? Oh, okay. I don't know what's going on with the phone. Maybe we lost 1212, DJ 1212. But, you know, like I was saying, like you have the people that, you know, you want to trust. Like you're like, all right, well, I give you my password. Shout out to, you know, a lot of people who've had it on some business shit, went into their thing and got out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should. Like, your business is your reputation, so you don't want your reputation as you the person that delete people's Facebooks. Like,
right.
Come on, like, get your shit together.
So on
but shout out to everybody listening in. What you going to say, Diva?
Business, on a business sense, I mean, on a business tip, yeah, I had a situation like that. You know, with the Diva Status brand and this chick. I mean, we ain't going to call no names, but some of y'all know who she is. Okay, yeah, she like, you
they
know,
want
I gave
to get
access. I be wanting to, but, you know, I keep forgetting I am a brand. I can't just be greasy like that, but I will be. So this chick, I gave her access to my fan page so that she could do a couple little things because she was, quote-unquote, supposed to be able to do promotions and things of that nature. This is when I first, you know, started out in the game and everything. And I don't know how the hell this shit happened. This chick, like, I had to clean up my whole brand because whatever the shit she had popping out there. And I had to take a hiatus for about, like, a good 5-6 months. Money was coming up. You know, people were booking me. But the money, the deposits that was being put down for me weren't coming to me. Yeah,
wow.
And she was saying, yeah, and she was saying that, well, no, they didn't, and so on and so forth. But, you know, even when you're doing stuff with the fan page, you still get a notification sent to your email.
Of course,
I was able, yeah, I mean, this chick must have thought I was stupid or something. But, I brought it up about the shit. I was like, okay, you know, this is XYZ. This is what's happening, blah, blah, blah. And truth be told, I mean, that chick was, like, robbing me fucking blind. So when it came to the individuals that had booked me for, like, several different videos, and I think it was about, like, yeah, it was, like, two events. Yeah, and booked me for two events and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somebody embarrassed. My brain was, like, fucked up because of that chick. I had to fix it.
Yeah.
Never again.
But, you know, yeah, you just, like, you don't want to trust people too much. Like I said, I'm glad I changed my Blog Talk password because I don't know what I would have did to him, because that was the summer of 20,000 downloads of the show. Like, I would have really, really, really killed them. Like, definitely, I'm be honest, I'd have killed them. I guess I can say that. Like, I didn't really do it.
Well,
he didn't do it.
So.
He didn't have my Blog Talk password anymore for me to, you know, whatever. But fuck the boy. He's alive. Like, whatever. I wish him well. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I don't wish him well. I don't give a fuck. Like, he could do whatever the fuck he does. Like, that's what's up, what he does. That's all I'm saying about that. But at the end of the day, you know, I've never harped on anything. Like, anybody I've ever even had problems with, like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, you could kiss my ass. Shout out to my boy in the building. Nonfiction was good. Welcome back to Philly Chime Radio.
What up? Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Oh, what? That's fine.
Chilling, you know what I mean? We turned up. I was, I failed my enemies in my email, but I don't know if that was the final version. It just, the sound wasn't that good, but I still played it. It was hot. I love that song, For My Enemies. Shout out to my boy, Nonfiction 100. Like I said, Underrated Legend Volume 2 coming out soon. Definitely get that Rise and Grind mixtape with that Tiff. What's up? Welcome to the show. Are you guys at 1800 tonight?
Yeah, $2 Tuesdays, and we run the street. Yeah, I'm still out and about making other runs, but I'm about to make my way down there, get a little saucy real quick.
Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to Nonfiction in the building. But I gotta definitely ask you the topic question for tonight. You know
oh, boy.
Mean? Have you... Yeah, and if anybody else, you know what I mean, want to join in, definitely press the 1. I will get to your call. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that. You might hold on, but I'll get to you. But have you ever given somebody your password, whether it's your phone password, online, whatever?
Yeah, I did that once. I don't know why. I was young, but yeah, never again.
What happened?
What didn't happen? Everything. I got. It was like a job interview. Like everything became a question.
Oh,
I got
shit.
Interviewed
oh,
about
okay,
everything. Every like, every post, every everything.
You gotta definitely say hi to my co-host Diva Standard. She's been a builder. She said she really liked you.
What's going on,
boss? I know you started a little war with my girl. She said, give me the evil eye. Like, what the fuck you talking about? What you mean every like, every post?
No, yeah. Tell her I said, what's up? Shout out to you, lady. Always supporting
Freestyle
Radio with
up.
You. Everybody who show me love, I show them love back, I'm sure. Let's get her in trouble. Ask her the topic question. Put her on the phone.
Yeah, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, let's see what's up. She might give him the EY. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Hi.
You gotta say hi to my co-host Diva Status too.
Hello.
What's going on, beautiful? We gotta wanted to ask you the topic question too.
Oh my God. What is it?
Okay, have you ever given anyone access to any of your passwords? Did your cell phone, your Facebook, anything?
Any cases? Have you ever given up passwords?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see? Was it cool? Was it somebody you close to? Was it a business relationship?
I mean, we're friends or like my boyfriend. I was like, I don't have nothing to hide, so it doesn't
that's
matter.
That's a
I
good
that's
answer.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what's up. I really appreciate that answer too, because sometimes you're not always going to have the bad stories, like, you know, myself, Diva, you know, where it's the person who just really lying to you or whatever. But if you're open and you can trust them, it should be easy peasy. Like, come on, when are people going to start trusting each other? Because at the end of the day, that reputation follow you. But definitely thank you so much for joining the show tonight and answering the question.
All right, you're welcome.
I got like I said, nonfiction. I gotta show him some love and play that track the right way. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Shout out to X Squad DJs, all the X Squad DJs that are calling in. It's a movement. We love you.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all already know it's this is why a lot of people show love. We're your music is being listened to by these DJs. We all sharing music. We showing love throughout all the coalitions and keeping it going, keeping it moving. I gotta show my Southwest niggas some love next. We'll go back to the phone lines and we're gonna finish up my little horror story with my Facebook password and, you know, my fan page getting deleted. But it was a little, not so much a happy ending, but it was a funny ending. You know what I'm saying?
did you say happy ending? You know what a happy ending is, don't you? Honest, I don't know what a happy ending is.
I wish it could have been that type of happy ending. Like, that would be so welcome. No, it wasn't even none of that good stuff or whatever. Like, it was bad stuff. it was a little out of character for me. But you know, when you get pissed off, you do what you do. You know, you don't piss a woman off. Who wants to piss a woman off? But I'm gonna show some love to my boy B Major. This is track called Everything. Big up to him, my boy from Southwest. Rest in peace, Mux Money. Crazy out here, all the, you know, since his murders and shit that happened, being a victim of a stray bullet is crazy. Mux, I can't even tell you how much you're missed, but rest in peace. And your boy, B Major, definitely showing you major love. His loss is great, but, you know, we all still keep on. Like, I'm getting ready to show him some love. Send me that new music. He said he officially dropping his joint in November. I do exclusives. I got some shit from my boy Raspy, 215 coming real soon as well. Appreciate the exclusives, but y'all gotta know we turning up this year.
All right.
Hey,
shout out my niggas. Grind hard. Get that paper. Yeah, that's how we doing. All right, now. Let's get it.
Man, I had a dream. Me and my niggas, we was eating. Fucking up the mall, oh yeah, fucking up them seasons. Had a dream, my mind was chilling in the mansion eating steak. My dreams, let me watch my back, I see how niggas fake. I be grinding every day, yeah, that's true. Grinding every day, and that's so why I don't gotta live like you. Man, I had a dream that I was balling like a year or two. Bitches riding with me, hit my phone up calling me they boo. I dream big, nigga, and I live large. Got a mad cause I'm young and I be taking charge. Niggas try to hate, but that ain't never me. I can't leave the rap alone, I swear it's like my destiny. Had a dream, getting that cream ain't gonna end. Take care of my family, nigga, and take care of my friends. President in my hood, make sure my people eat good. And be the realest nigga you ever seen. For everything. For everything. That I will be a blessing, so I don't worry stressing. I just get through life and the lessons with the direction that I follow. White girl make her swallow. Live for the day in case I don't live tomorrow. I'm laughing at you haters, you minor and I'm major. I told them get they weight up, they still couldn't do that favor. I'm still up on my high shit, I'm still up on my fly shit. Nigga, you remind me of a bitch the way you gossip. And that's the shit I can't take. All up on a nigga pipe. Once you take a damn break, I don't need no hand out, I don't need no handshake. Homie, you can tell who real, just like you can tell who fake. But I ain't sweating that. I got my eyes on the prize, that's where you catch me at. And that's the top in case a motherfucker ask me that. I'm riding clean and I'm blowing on that cabbage patch. For everything. On everything.
Shout out to my boy E Major. We hit a Denny Engineering on that track, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to my boy, making sure that shit clean, clear. Big ups to everybody showing love tonight and joining on the show. I gotta say, D Jones, that's one of my favorite beats too. Like, shout out to D Jones beats. Everybody showing love on Instagram. Everybody showing love on Twitter. I haven't checked my text message. I'm about to see what's up with the text message. Still got my boy Nonfiction on the line, my girl Diva Status. And, you know, just like I said, you know, I had a situation, you know, you give out your password and deleted my fan page. What's crazy is the guy goes later and is a special guest on my homie's show, you know what I'm saying? So having a blog talk show, you know what I mean, you cool, we all show love, shout out to everybody, you know what I mean, one of my favorite shows, Day Down Tolbert, his show, Nikki Rich, her show, you know what I'm saying? I show a lot of love. DJ Ace, the barbershop. Big ups to my girl, the Queen Plug, you know, Lady Nana, like, on some real shit. Like, we show love to each other. So, mm-hmm. I'm saying this nigga is a special guest. The same day that you fucking delete my page, you special guest on my homie show. Diva, you know I had to call in.
I definitely would have. You should have let me know.
It went from special guest him to I was a special guest because, you know what I mean? Like I said, like when it comes to being trustworthy, your reputation is who you are. Like, you know what I mean? I've never been the type of person, like, even if stuff go wrong, I'm always the one still trying to make up for it. Like, we're all human. Things can't be perfect, you know what I mean, all the time. But I'm never a person to be like, oh, fuck you, get over it, whatever. I still some, you know, at first I wanted to see what's going on. That's even what happened with our situation. I was trying to dead it before I said, let's not work together. But he was just really ignorant or whatever. So,
well, see,
you know, I called
him to
the
show. You're very level-headed. You're a very level-headed individual. That's not me. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm level-headed because I love what I do and I love my family and my freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like, you know, my son can't eat gel, so I got to get away with shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
you come on.
Bond money.
Let's be real. So, ain't nobody worth me. You know, and I was pissed because he was playing. He tried to play me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, all I did was just, you know, just was called them. And it was so crazy because my people's show used to have a people's court music. So, you know, that dun-dum, dun.
Yeah.
So, it was so funny. It was their People's Court Day, and they were actually judging his music. So not only did I have the callers on my side, and I, like, cursed them out, told everybody about his little dick, because that was another thing that should have been a sign for me. Like, you know, people who always just want to try to fuck you definitely don't have any progress in mind. You know what I mean? Just like DJ A. Sean said, he was like, he got the boy in Atlanta, like, come on, let's get this club popping, and he chilling with models. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where the boy's
right.
head was. And if you doing this shit just so that you could get pussy, just so that you could get pussy, you might as well quit. Like, you know what I mean?
With no money.
Yeah, with no money, like, you might as well fucking quit. Like, you trying to get some pussy. I don't know. I thought I had the mic open, nonfiction.
Oh,
I thought I had the mic open. But shout out to everybody listening. But, you know, like I said, they were judging his music or whatever. And the boy wasn't that talented on top of it. So they played his track on the show or whatever. And they just stopped that joy. They like, yo, we can't even play this shit. I'm his right. Your music is horrible. Like, then he started snapping on them. It was so hilarious. Like, I was just rolling. Like, you couldn't get
I
me.
I wish I could have been online to hear that. I wish I could have been there for that.
I'll send you. I'm not going to promote the link right now on the show or whatever, but I'll send you it.
Yeah, do it. I'm going to
listen
to it. Oh,
it was so
by
funny.
The way, we got to give a shout out to Joe Comedy.
To who?
It's the comedy. He is sitting here hitting me up. Joe, we call
him. Oh, Joe Comedy. Yeah, shout out to Joe Comedy. 404-692. I see you opened your mic. I mean, you pressed 1, you wanted to open your mic. Welcome to Sully Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, what's up, Demel? We was looking for you. Welcome back to the show, honey.
I have a new number.
I see. I see you got a new number. Shout out to Demel, his new number. Welcome back to the show. Everybody show love tonight. You know you got your boo on the line, Diva. We going in on this topic as well, but you got to say hi to my co-host, Demel.
He don't have nothing to say to me tonight. That's okay. That's all right.
He don't have nothing to say to you? We wanted to know how the event went. I'm so sorry I couldn't make it down. It was just too much confusion. Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry, Jamil. Open your mouth and speak to us. Come on and talk to me. I'm sorry. How did the event go? Tell us.
You said we were on the Philly Shine show, and I need to be very nice, you know, treat every woman like a glass because, you know, people can break and shatter, so, you know, I'm just...
No, yeah, we more like diamonds over here. You can beat us up. She would like to be spanked.
I do. For everybody who's listening now, she done told... You done told everybody my shit now.
Well, shout out to Kote Kente. He was one of the winners from Red October. We had a guy that was 17, white guy from Mississippi. He's the other winner. It was split, you know what I mean? So, you know, they will forever be performing at any event that I'm at. Shout out to Biz the Truth for holding me down. He's the truth. You know what I mean?
Biz so, definitely the truth.
You know, we just chilled in my living room and talked about the event. And, you know, they were smoking. I was getting in contact, laughing, and I went to sleep.
He was funny.
He's going to say he did not inhale.
He said he quit counting.
Oh, that's
what I mean. Kunta Kinte actually called into the show. I was like, I love your name. He shouted you out earlier.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
we did not know that he had one for one at Red October, because he did not mention that. But I'm glad we know that now.
he's tired. I've been having them go through, I've been having all of them go through show to show to show to show. Every 30 minutes to an hour, you know, they've been calling in shows. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got them on point. Okay.
I have
the whole movement. They crazy. These
I have 65 more shows to go by Friday.
No turning down. I love it.
Oh, my God.
I got it.
Jamil, feel some
question.
Type of way. Stop feeling some type of way, Jamil. For real. Stop feeling
what?
Some
type of way.
If he is acting all shy and crap on the phone right now, but it's cool. It's cool.
What I'm supposed to
What happened?
What's going on?
He's playing goofy right now. That's all right, Jamil.
God.
Honest, I'm gonna tell you what the deal is when we get off, because he be playing.
No,
I'll be playing.
Okay.
No, I'm not playing.
Okay.
I was looking for your picture. I'm we ain't friends, but see how this is. See why I can't give you my password.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you why you can't have my password. I got so much stuff that people keep sending me these surprise pictures. It is. They should all be on Pornhub. Everything that people keep sending me.
I got a lot of honest passwords. I don't use them. But she has a lot of mine.
Exactly.
But she used mine sometimes. But, you know, I ain't on it. You know what I mean? Because I don't have no secrets.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I am.
Because dirt will find you, you know. And then people are always trying to knock you down, so, you know, I don't need to give them something to use against me. So if people got my password, they'll never find nothing, because I never have nothing to go real money.
And that's how I am. Like, I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, certain people, they do have, you know, their personal Twitters and their personal Facebooks, but I'm not putting out anything on my Facebook or my Twitter that's not public. You know what I mean? That's why even with the situation with the boy, I only changed one password and not the other, because I'm like, just go ahead, do you. Like, I'm still like, I don't give a fuck. I feel like I'm doing something so strong. Like, I don't care if a person is 6 feet taller than me. Standing in front of me, I'm going to still be seen. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, why not be open? And who has shit to hide? Like, come on. Like, earlier on the talk, I appreciated what, you know, they said earlier about keeping secrets. I think it's Demi Lovato said, you know, don't keep secrets because, you know, they kill you. You know what I mean? Or they really, you know what I mean, they eat at you. So it's definitely good to not, you know, be sneaky. Like, come on. Like, certain things, all right, yeah, you sneaking and creeping, but, you know, certain things, come on. Like, let's be honest. Like, your Facebook is already public, so don't put shit on there you don't want people to see. So
to read,
you don't
right.
know that people, you know, could easily, like, even let's say, like, the police, like, you, the second you do a crime, you post them a picture or something inappropriate, you're right on, you know what I mean? You're right on their radar. It's easy to investigate you.
And you know what? And speaking of that, honest, I'm going to go ahead and say to everyone that I forgot how many followers I have on Instagram, but I look at all their stuff. Guys, I'm going to need y'all to stop uploading pictures of the kush on your table. Because the feds is watching. You've got to stop uploading pictures of all this weed. And oh, my God. If I see another one of those pictures, I'm just going to fall out.
Diva ain't my friend on Facebook, so, you know.
Oh, my God. Jamil,
well,
do I need
I don't have to worry
request?
About that.
Do I need to send
you
a request?
No. We're five.
Oh,
where we at? Instagram and Twitter. I don't use Twitter that much.
I'm always on my Twitter. Shout out to everybody on Twitter. Shout out to my boo Jen saying shout out. She's listening. I appreciate it. Shout out to my girl, different Drea. She said she's fishing. I just told everybody she's fishing. Yo, shout out to everybody listening on the line. You know what I mean? Everybody tuned in. I appreciate all the support.
I definitely want to shout out the Alabama artists that are like blowing up my timeline right now. I see all you guys. Hey, how you doing? And everyone in Miami.
Shout out to everybody in Miami. Shout out to Expressions. Okay, I'm about to see your line. I'm about to open your line up.
I like that.
What'd you say, Demo?
I like that.
What you like, baby?
Yeah,
talk to me.
I don't like no boring woman. I just want to be in the house.
Oh, my Jesus. Honest, did I use it?
We got a caller. We got a couple callers. I want to show some love, too. And
and I sent you some music, Honest.
Oh,
man,
nice.
Coco back, man, Coco Brown, we back. We back at it.
Oh, shit. Love my little girl. Shout out to everybody listening in. We got a couple callers. Philly show of love. Shout out to 267-15.
No,
welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Coco.
Hello?
Hello?
267-615. Yeah, welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Yes, this is Honison.
Yeah, this is Honest.
Honest, just express yourself.
What's good? Welcome, express yourself. I appreciate it. I just gave you a shout-out. Thank you so much for calling in. And say hi to my co-host, Diva Status.
How you doing, Diva Status?
What's going on, baby? I'm doing good, and you?
We work in the world. That's all, one day at a time.
I like the way that sounds.
Giving y'all a shout-out, man. We, you know, we fight the gun violence in the city, so, you know, Honest is a part of the family. We just can't never catch her. She's too busy for us.
Exactly.
You know, I'm here. Anything you guys need me, anytime you guys need me, you know, I shout you out all the time. And every time I'm in your neighborhood, I find out about all the things that you guys do. So go ahead and express yourself right here on Philly Shine Radio. I'm all about, you know, connecting with each other beyond my topics. You know what I mean? We're here to connect, network, and let us know what's coming up.
We currently building a crisis center, which is already complete. So right now we got the hospitals and the jails on board. So we're ready to do a citywide, youth study center, PIC, CFCF, DC, and the House of Corrections is about to have us coming in. So we want you to come in with us, Honest.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'm definitely coming.
Yeah, so, you know, the schools is in the making, too, so they want us to go to school. So basically we're attacking the kids from a youth standpoint that's been, you know, subjected to the gun violence. So, you know, it's like a style now. The youth really don't understand it. So, you know, I know your topic is what your topic is, you know, but my topic on a day-to-day basis is I'm the one that they got to talk to in the hospital. So, you know, we really, when they wake up out of their surgery, I'm the one that's in their face. So I work for Temple University Trauma. So we fight the gun violence to really expose it and let the city know that we need them to be more involved.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because I was just saying earlier, you know, I had a murder. A friend of mine, Mux Money, was murdered. He's an artist as well, you know, with a straight bullet in Southwest Philly. So it's crazy, you know what I mean? Like, we all have to do our part, and it's all about education and awareness because a lot of people don't know any better. All they know is what they see in the videos, and they try to glorify the shit they see, you know, their peers doing, and it's not glory at all. It's garbage. No, your topic is always relevant. Express yourself, always.
Yeah, so, you know, basically I'm trying to find a way to get, you know, money generated through the recording industry, you know, the studios across the city. You know, everybody's at competition with each other instead of, if they really see the big picture, if we all work together. I've got, you know, connections to make a studio that's in any part of the city, a hub, for to come in and find a way to restructure their minds and get them off of these corners and get them into entertainment or whether they dance or whatever, reach them at a level that they can understand instead of talking a life that they really not about. Because a lot of these guys in the city, we've been out here all our lives. We never even heard of these guys. So, you know, it's a new era. So we just trying to find a way to really find a way to restructure the kids' thinking because they got too much time on their hands. And this is where the industry should be coming to play at. You know, it's a good marketing tool for the artist if you really understand business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where
it
we
is,
at
and,
for you.
You know, I've always been the type of person not to try to give back, you know, certain people who, you know what I mean, don't get it. You know what I mean? They're just too greedy. But I know you to be a person that's so giving. Your movement is amazing. I always say, like, you're definitely going to give the world, you know what I mean, that information about, you know, just stop the violence, what's going on in all these major cities, especially the work that you're doing here in Philly. So my show is always open. You know, I've talked to Mr. Collins about hosting things with you guys and building whatever. Like, let's definitely get this movement done. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you can sit down, you're just as busy as I am. It's been sometimes, like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm in one place and you in the other place. And I'm like, where is it? Like,
but
definitely get a chance to make it a power move, you know what I mean, on my part to join you guys because y'all make powerful moves. Like I said, every time I'm in your neighborhood, I hear about the great work that you do. So salute to you working in North Philly. Doing your thing.
Yeah, get ready for the documentary that come out March 18th, 2013. Lisa Langer, the Oprah Winfrey Network, has interviewed us for 13 days. So it's going to be on Our America on the Oprah Winfrey Network. So, you know, it's a marketing tool to drive, like, you know, for the artists of the city, right? And it's a whole lot of us. If we all come out with the fan bases that we think we got, you know, it's only going to drive the people to doing the right thing. Even at the shows, we ready to get the mayor's office to cut in a small segment of the powerhouse. You know, so all the shooters going to be at the powerhouse. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So but while they enjoying themselves and watching artists come in and make money off of them, that's when we want to target our message where we can stop out and they see real people come out, you know, and express the real need that, you know, the city need to come together so we can be like ATL or like Miami or like Los Angeles like it used to be. See, I'm from an era where Philly was Philly. So, you know, we was a high fashion city. And we didn't have all these lookalikes out here. Everybody looking like the same way.
And I grew up in that era myself, you know what I mean, looking up to it. And then, like it is, this is what he's saying is, like, so much factual. It's ridiculous because, you know, the way I grew up, we didn't, you know, look at TV and say, oh, well, let me wear what the fuck she got on or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, Philly, we have our own talent. That's why, you have these amazing artists that come from the city. I love them, you know. But the one thing you have to make sure you do, you have to be about your business, you know what I mean? You have to be more original and not, you know, the same. Like, but giving back is paramount but beyond anything, you know. In this industry, like, you're not going to get any sponsors, you're not going to get any attention if you're not giving back, you know, if you can't clean up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not about what you keep. It's about what you give, and that's most important. And I wanted to, you know, call you on air to introduce you to a situation.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to introduce you about a news that we want to come up. We want to really create our own news, and we want you to be like the host of it, you know. Like, basically, you know. So we can really, like, get the artist to really understand. See, a lot of them don't really, it's too far-fetched of a thinking for a person who really just coming outside. For guys like me, I got 5 bullet holes in my chest, you know. So, you know, they don't understand, you know, how it used to be. And so it's up to us to show them. And, you know, at the end of the day, we know you would it and you drive the people. So you know, my thing is I've been running a successful record label for the last 12 years. My first artist was Joey Jag. You know, if you look at Heavy Spitters Volume 2, you will see us start our journey from there. But at the end of the day, these artists are you know, they're so high strung as if they really made it, trying to keep up with the artist that's already making it. They're forgetting about the little brother and the little sister that's carrying the gun. They're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
you're trying to live a life that you're not really, you know, you got to pay your dues. And Philly is a tough city, and we dissect each other. So I don't care how real you say you is, there's going to be somebody in your neighborhood that's going to really know if you was that person that you say you are. So at the end of the day,
you know, at the end of the day, like, why even perpetrate? You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Be productive. Like, there's so much out in this world. You know what I mean? I definitely thank you so much for joining in. Like, I'm on my work.
I'm
going to
call and
I'm going
to catch you. I'm going to catch you. I got to catch
you
on your radio station.
I got to say, you know what I mean? I've had, you know what I mean, so much love for you, all the support that you've given me, but I've been a little, you know, misguided. Certain times I trust people too much, you know what I'm saying, and it's always a waste of time, but right now fireworks is in high gear, so I'm definitely on your shit, you know what I mean.
Don't
definitely
lose your drive, though, because of other people taking, stealing your energy.
Never.
Don't
no,
ever lose
never.
Your drive, because
no,
if
no,
it
no.
was that
I
easy
never,
to be, your presence to not be known, did that mean they ain't feel
some
type of way?
No, I'm saying, like, nobody ever make me stop, you know what I'm saying? It's just a waste of time certain times. That's it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, what the hell go on with people? Like, you know, I've had a situation where a girl, you know, and her people stole the door money or tried to do all this shit, but everybody performed, you know what I mean? Like, the show was still good. Like, I don't play that shit. But I got more people listening in on the line, showing love. Definitely thank you for calling in and switching the subject.
Yeah, I'm calling in, and we
got to
set a meeting
relevant
up before the end of the week is out.
Right. Oh, yeah,
so you got my number, and it's nice to meet you, too, the other lady. I forget her name. But, you know, we want to bring y'all to bring it back to life.
It's not the other lady. You are so welcome, honey. I enjoyed listening to you. I mean, I think that is a very worthy topic that you brought on to the table.
Yeah, and I want y'all to continue your successful journey, and I wish y'all much success in your endeavors. Just know there's some people out here that's fighting on the front end that's just calling the people out to help the people. That's it, man. And we got to go to every playground, every school, every jail, every hospital. That's what we got to do. So we really just want to fight the fight. And we wish y'all the best of luck, and hopefully we can meet before the end of the week out, Honest, all right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll make that happen. Shout out to everybody joining on. So we got Demel back in the building. Shout out to DJ Exclusive. What's up, Demel?
He needs to get with my cousin, because my cousin got a program going on in Chester that he's doing, Stop the Violence, and he has a lot of Stop the Violence movement, and he also do skating parties for the kids, and I think he changed like 50 people's lives that graduated each year.
That's
from Chester High.
Oh, yeah, definitely never enough help, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to that. Shout out to my boy, like I said, DJ Exclusive from Philly, DJ_Exclusive. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's up?
What's up?
I heard you doing dishes. I said, let's mute his line.
Nah, listen, I was being greedy. I had to make a little midnight snack real quick.
Nice. You sure and Diva status want something?
No. Say no. I'm sick. Don't nobody want to come off right now.
Oh, he being stingy. It's cool. It's all right.
No, he said he's sick. You don't want that. Ew.
Oh, no, you can go ahead and keep that then. That's all right.
Don't ill me, though. Don't ill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say ill, but I'm a girl. Girls say ill. You know, it's just
I know. I'm playing with you.
Yeah, you cool. All right. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Definitely appreciate you tuning in tonight. Our topic question is a little serious. But, you know, before you go in, before you go in on the topic, you know, here on Philly Shine Radio, we show off. So let everybody know, like, what you got going on, like, your Twitter. I already shout out to Instagram. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, you be showing a lot of love on Twitter. Like, I get them shout out Fridays, whatever, all the stuff you be doing. You be showing a lot of love on Twitter. It's the same thing as my Instagram now, DJ_exclusive. I mean, so anybody want to hit me up on Twitter, it's the same thing as my Instagram. I mean, you be showing love, so I had to show you some love.
Yeah, I was showing love. I was trying to do shit to everybody on the phone. But, Diva, ask me the topic question because we got to get the juice. I want to know.
Oh, sure. So this is the topic question of the evening. Have you ever given your password to anyone, be it your phone password, your Facebook? I mean, if you are giving out the password, let me have it so I can see what you got going on.
Only reason I don't get that out, I mean, because I don't like this whole DJ thing or whatever. I get a lot of female attention or whatever. And past, I mean, even though I'm not in no situation right now, but past situations, whatever, females tend to get a little jealous. I mean, I can't help who's flirting with me. I can't help none of that, whatever. So even if I'm not flirting back, females still tend to get a little jealous, and that cause conference. I don't even listen. It's a lot. Like, I don't even like the female I'm in a situation with to be friends on Instagram or Facebook or something like that, because I mean it's too much.
You know what? I don't have anything bad to say about that comment he just made, because I understand about the thirst to be in the inbox.
Yeah, like,
that's not even now. For me, my Facebook is crazy. You know, the stuff in my inbox is ridiculous. Like, you know, it's ridiculous. But, like, I don't care. Like, I don't put nothing on a line where it can't be seen or whatever. Mm-hmm. But some of these people be on Facebook drawing. Like, I did have my ex-boyfriend password. You know what I'm saying? And his page used to be so turned out with, like, bitches just hating on me even. Like, you know, I would get bitches that would say, oh, I guess you being honest today. Like, yeah. I guess, oh, I guess you honest today. Yes. Like, all the days is like, you know, so you definitely got your situations where it's, like, the crazy fishing ass motherfuckers. Like, now we call it fishing. You know what I mean? Got a lot of people in trouble. August 29th, so that's all I'm going to say, just the date.
And it's crazy because, like, you know what I mean? Like, even in the past situation I was just saying, like, a lot of females, I mean, is jealous on a whole nother level now. Like, I'm nice. I'm a nice person. So if somebody's showing me love, I'm going to be nice to them. Like, whatever. I put a smiley face on a female post, and I'm flirting. Like, I can't, like, I mean, females really think, like, putting smiley faces and saying, oh, thanks, love. Like, I mean, I don't consider that flirting. I consider that being nice. So even if you're in a situation and you're a friend on Instagram, your situation, see, they're like, what the fuck is you putting smiley faces on this bitch post for and all that? Like, that's too much. Like, I can't deal with all that.
Yeah, I can't do it either. That's just too much. Shout out to everybody tuning in. My boy Street Lotto in the building as well, showing love from Georgia. But you know, we were talking Facebook password, you know, Instagram password situation. You know what I mean? You have people that's drawing, and we had on Friday our topic was, have you ever been blocked? Now, speaking on even what DJ Exclusive was just saying, I've had people who have told me, like, my girlfriend blocked you from my page, so you can't no longer, because I'm a sweetheart. I'll be like, good morning, handsome. How you doing? Kissy face. Oh, look at your cute kids. Yeah. Oh, you out? Where you spending money at? I'm coming, or I'm about to make the same thing, you know what I mean? Because I talk shit, but I'm not fishing, like, I'm not saying, and here's my number, let's fuck. Like, if I'm giving out my number.
Yeah, you just being social.
Right. Yeah, I'm just being
social.
Say
that. You're just social.
I get blocked a lot. I get blocked. They'd be like, oh, no, she is not your friend no more.
that's insecurity to me, because like, if you feel as though your boyfriend or your girlfriend paying as much attention to that person as just sending you kissy faces or showing you love than they are to you, then you being insecure. I mean, like, you got something they don't got. You got a title. Even though titles don't mean nothing nowadays, a lot of times, but, I mean, you got to be secure about your situation. You know what I mean? I mean, we entertainers. We got to be social. We got to show love.
Yeah.
We got to make
you,
sure.
You,
we got to make sure.
A lot of love. A lot of love. A whole lot of love.
I need DJ Exclusive to repeat that one more time, because I've got some listeners
yeah, like,
who have chimed in. The part where you say that we are entertainers.
Yeah, like, listen, the people that's showing us love, we have to show that back 10 times as hard.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, we just being social. We just showing love to somebody that's taking time out to even click and play on my songs or listening to me or calling into you. Or following you on Twitter. Like, these are people that's showing us love at the end of the day. So, I mean, it all comes with that entertaining area. Like, I mean, so you can't be mad at that. And if you feel as though,
I've had a man delete the whole page because of me. They're like, I can't take you.
Yeah. Like, if you feel as though you want to be in a relationship or a situation with an entertainer, you need to be prepared for that. Like, you need to be prepared for the things that come
what
with,
comes
like,
with
I mean,
him. Right.
Yeah, like, I mean, all the people, I mean, because, like I said, I get a lot of female attention because of the songs I make and stuff that I do, whatever, so if a female showing me love, I'm going to say thank you, love, I'm going to say thank you, sweetheart. That's just me being kind, like, that's just me being kind, like, you can't take that to heart, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah. I appreciate that, and tell everybody where they can check out some of your mixes or the music that you have going on.
I mean, you can hit me up at SoundCloud, DJ Exclusive 215. I mean, you can go. I mean, I'm everywhere. Just follow my Twitter, DJ _ Exclusive. I'll be posting where I'm at. We just opened up this lounge up Frankfurt, Silver Star Lounge. So I'm gonna be up there a lot. So, I mean, just follow me. I mean, I'll keep everybody posted. And thanks to you, honestly, you be showing so much love. It's crazy. I mean, so.
Yeah, that's what we're here to do. Shout out to everybody showing love tonight. You know what I mean? Everybody calling in towards the end of the show. I appreciate it. You know, this topic is a little fundy, but, you know, we have fun with it, baby. 267-800. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Oh. What's your name? Where you calling from? Was that you, Demel?
No, it ain't no Demel.
No, Demel was saying something. I knew that was. Yeah, Lyle, I was saying hi to you. You didn't even hear me. Truth telling.
Oh, no, I heard you. It was just going and going and going. What's good? What's good, HP?
You got to say hi to Truth Teller, too. Hey, big titties.
Hey.
What up, everybody? What up, the man? I heard you on here, too. What's up, bro?
What's happening? Honest had me on the show about some topic. I think I took over the show.
Friday. Took over the show?
Yeah.
You know what? You definitely know what?
I probably would have got punched in the eye, as she tells me.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, DeMille, though. Look, I seen you over the weekend. I came down to the Red October joint. And them girls at the front door treated me so bad, I just turned around and walked out. I'm telling you, they just treated me so bad. I just like, you know what? All right, bet. But anyway, so the subject, you know, I called because I got the text, and it was like, have you ever given up your password, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I just stopped right there. You know, Honest Fire, you know, over the years with you, X-Squad, it's just been so much love. And I just happened to think of the subject, have you ever given up? And I know through social media, social media is a beast because I catch myself on there and I'm looking at other folks, what's going on in their life, their career. and stuff like that. And we always tend to put ourselves, like, in competition with other people and what they got going on. And, you know, you're running your own race, right? I mean, like, what God got for you, he ain't got for the next man. That's what he got for the next man. What he got for you is what he got for you. And a lot of the times people get caught up in this stuff, especially looking through social media. So everybody want it all. They want an abundance. They want it all. They want it right now because everybody else got it right now, and they're trying to keep up with them. And I called because I got a call tonight from this girl I know, you know what I'm saying, and she's beautiful. And, you know, I know her from my past or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it, you know, she still ain't got no man to this day. But the thing is, I feel like she giving up because she hit me talking about, I'm finna get into this call girl service. I'm about to start selling my ass. And I'm like, of all the girls I ever fucked with in my past, like, besides, you know, somebody that I could connect with, you know, on a social level, like, I would pick up the phone and talk to you. Because most people, we just text. We won't talk. So, like, I feel like you got that capacity, and there's so much more to you. So, like, I might look at your Instagram or listen to your stories, this, that, and the other. I know you got family that care about you, X, Y, Z. Like, why would you resort to that? And you know what she tells me? Because I want to get ahead. I need to be doing better. I need to get this. I need to get that. And
but you
I guess
know what?
My
That's
message
just
is
a cop-out.
Yeah, it is. But a lot of people feel like that because erase her from the picture. I still got dudes to be like, you know what? Fuck this. I need to get out here and get this pack because I need to do better. I need to X, Y, Z.
And,
or
you know,
put themselves in a
even
position to set them up for doom. You feel me?
Yeah, that's even what we were talking about last week. Like, it's not worth those risks. You know what I mean? Like, it takes hard work. Like, I'm a person like, if I ever needed to, I would work at McDonald's and Wendy's at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, if I needed to, you know what I mean, work a regular job or minimum wage job or something just so that my son can eat, that's what I'm going to do. I know I got a fat ass. You know what I'm saying? I know it, but
yes,
I'm not going to strip or whatever. Yeah, I know. Like, I'm not going to strip. Like, a lot of bitches and niggas, they say it to me, I get approached so much. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. It's funny. Oh, that ass. If I had that ass, I'd be on the pole. But it's not worth the risk. It's not worth the self-respect. You know what I mean? And until people, like, really realize that fast money is never good until you know what I mean, you really apply yourself. Like, work hard. You'll appreciate it. Like, for real. Like, it's just not a lie.
Well,
like, and
well,
it's hard, so don't think it's going to be easy.
So to add what you, to add to what you're saying, right? So, you know, I don't know if we ever discussed this, but there was a long time in my time, long time in my life period where I could go and make $10,000 in a day. I could leave from Atlanta. I don't even have to leave. I just do it over the phone. I make phone calls. I tell him to go there. I tell him to go there. I make $10,000. Put it on the road. Bring it to me. Okay, so what I'm saying is I've done that for a long time. So then I had to step back from it because I noticed the further that I was getting into that, the further I was getting away from what I really wanted to do. I always wanted to do music. And some part of you has to be like, you know what? I could do this or I can do that. I got to take a path, right? But then there was another guy who was in our circle. All he did was work and went to school. And now he owns one of the biggest stores, most successful stores in history of Cincinnati. But he worked and he went to school. So, and then the guys that I was involved with that kind of helped fund the store or just guys in the circle, they dead. They in jail. Mm-hmm. They're not making money no more. Their life is over, thriving. So if I could paint that picture for anybody, it's how they say it's levels to this shit. It's levels for real. It's levels.
It is.
Sometimes you might put yourself on a level that you can't handle. You might put yourself on a level that you can't handle. You may get too much money that you don't know what to do with because you're not on that level yet. So just take your time.
I can see
the moment.
I have my friend. I have some people that got locked up for 16 years. I mean, for 20 years. They coming home. They not going to do the whole 20 years. They come home next summer. But, you know, when I was making the money, it wasn't right. So I kind of moved to New York for a little bit, and then I came back because, you know, the money was good, but I didn't feel right getting the money. So I just left
it
alone.
It's not a good feeling.
I realized you can't wait on your friends. You got to just take charge of your own life. You know what I mean? Because the money was there. I was like, yeah, destiny, do this, do that. You know what I mean? But they'll do it, but it wasn't their passion. So I just took advantage of my own thing. And now they calling me from jail, getting people hooked up. I'm getting hooked up with people that got bread that's in music now. So now it's reversed. They looking at me like, you know, keep going. We coming home next summer. So, you know what I mean? That makes them happy that I left that alone.
You give them that option. You're giving them the option. Yeah, the option. It's definitely about, you know, it takes a lot of hard work, and I appreciate everybody who I've come across, you know what I mean? Even like Demel said, just to close up, you know, with, you know, trusting people. This shit is not easy, you know what I mean? Like, we all work hard. Like, I got Street Lotto. I got his password. Like, I promoted music. Shout out to blackvibes.com. And, you know, everybody doing their thing. Because of everybody who tuned in tonight. And truth teller, like, you late, but we love you. Hey, boo.
I try. You know, I've been going through my trials and tribulations, so, you know. I'm still here. I just called in so y'all can hear my voice and know I still love everybody, my whole Philly Shine team. I love y'all.
Oh, I love her, too. Oh, that's my tinker boots. Shout out to my boo, Truth Teller, Diva Stay, everybody who tuned in tonight. It was a fun show. I thought I was going to be more of a bitch, but I wasn't. It was too much fun. I was going to get my bitch on, but, you know, things change, and at the end of the day, it's about showing up to the fucking keeping things private. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it's not anybody who's going to have Philly Shine Radio besides me. So we will have fun on this joint. Stay turned the fuck up. It's so much coming soon. Stay tuned, like. A bitch can't get it in. Maybe I want to make it more, make the show longer, but, you know, 2 hours is a long time. 2 hours is definitely a long time, and I appreciate everybody who had a
phone sound like it died.
Oh,
so it was exactly like 12 o'clock before phone died.
It's exactly. Nope, one minute.
Yeah.